Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of October 23rd, 2023. As October draws to a close, we start wrapping up lingering summertime activities and preparing for seasonal celebrations. The final Hillsborough Farmers Markets of 2023 take place on Saturday and Sunday, October 28th and 29th, in downtown Hillsborough and Orenco Station, respectively. Join them to pick up local farm-fresh produce and handmade goods, visit the food trucks, and enjoy the special activities of Harvest Fest. There will be games, photo ops, and more for all to enjoy. Also taking place are several family-friendly Halloween events, including the Great Pumpkin Hunt and Haunted Teen Night on Friday, October 27th, and Halloween in downtown Hillsborough and Spooktacular on Saturday, October 28th. Learn more on the City of Hillsborough's website. And the Washington County Sheriff's Office reminds families to hashtag BeSafeBeSeen this Halloween. If you are driving or trick-or-treating on Halloween afternoon or evening, please keep these safety tips in mind. Light up your costume with reflective tape or carry a flashlight or glow stick. Travel in groups and stay in familiar neighborhoods. Stay on sidewalks and be aware of surrounding vehicles. Drive slow and obey all traffic signs and signals. Stay alert on the road, especially when entering and exiting driveways and alleys. Put the phone away and eliminate distractions behind the wheel and when walking. Families are invited to stop by the Hillsborough Precinct at 215 Southwest Adams Avenue during business hours through Halloween to pick up a reflective blinky light or slap band to help your kids be seen. Our featured event is a shout out to our parent leaders. On Wednesday, October 11th, HSD and the Hillsborough Schools Foundation invited leaders from our school-based and district-level parent groups and parent advisory committees to attend a lunch meeting, with food generously provided by HSF, to share information and ideas with one another. We had a fantastic turnout and were so inspired to hear about all of the great work happening around our district in support of students and schools. One of the primary ways parent groups help our schools is by organizing fundraisers and events, like recent ones held at Imlay, Jackson, Lennox, and many others. To all of our parents, families, and community members who donate your time and talents to our schools, thank you so much. You demonstrate what it means to be proud to be HSD. Our bond update is on green energy production in HSD. Tamarack Elementary's rooftop photovoltaic panel array is now connected to the internet, and the public can monitor its solar energy production. This installation was part of the 2017 bond's green energy investments, following the state's 1.5% for green energy technology requirements. Together with Liberty High School's solar canopy, the arrays will continue to provide utility and carbon emission offsets for the long-term future. With American Education Week coming up November 13th through 17th, we'd like to hear from students about who their heroes are and why. Students can submit a sentence, a statement, a photo, or even a video through our Google form by Thursday, November 9th. High school students and families are invited to attend a family, college, and career fair from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 26th at Liberty High School. Meet with various college representatives and community organizations to learn about admission requirements, cost of attendance, and support programs. Financial aid sessions will be offered in the library at 6 p.m. in English and at 7 p.m. in Spanish. Families of students attending Hill High Feeder Schools are invited to attend a Hill High Feeder Social Emotional Learning Night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 24th at Witch Hazel Elementary School. To learn more about how your school is supporting social-emotional health and well-being in the classroom, a light meal will be provided. Join the Hillsborough Schools Foundation for their 6th annual Fiesta de Tamales on Saturday, November 18th from noon to 3 p.m. at M&M Marketplace in Hillsborough. Pre-order by Friday, November 10th. Orders placed by Wednesday, November 1st will be entered into an early bird drawing to win a $25 M&M Marketplace gift certificate. The Hillsborough Airport is hosting an air fair from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 28th. The event features tours, children's activities, aircraft displays, and a flight simulator. NAMI Washington County is a community-based nonprofit organization whose aim is to improve the quality of life for individuals and families impacted by mental illness. They have recently started a Facebook group for parents and caregivers where they will post updates about all of their upcoming mental health events. The Washington County Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its 2023 annual awards. Please consider nominating an outstanding student you know for the Distinguished Youth Award by the deadline of Friday, October 27th at 5 p.m., and mark your calendar for the annual awards gala on Thursday, November 30th at Northwest Events and Environments. 10 park projects in Hillsborough are in the running for the first ever Nature in Neighborhoods Community Choice Grants from Metro. Among the projects is one to expand the Learning and Discovery Garden at W.L. Henry Elementary School. Voting is open through Tuesday, November 7th. Hillsborough Library Friends are holding their annual fall book sale from October 27th through November 5th at the Brookwood Public Library. More than 50,000 discounted items are priced to sell. Attention staff, our final flu shot clinic takes place from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, October 24th at the Jacobson Street Transportation Center. Learn more on the staff news page of our website. Staff who are based out of the Administration Center or staff at other locations who may have missed their picture day are invited to stop by the AC from 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday, October 27th or from 8 to 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd, to get their photo taken. These images will be used for the staff directory on our district and school websites, so please dress professionally. That's all for the week of October 23rd, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.